What do you call the particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get the fire started?
Call that chopping wood.
Thank you. What do you call a place with rod and hangers for hanging clothes when you can move it from room to room?
Call them hot clothes hangers.
Okay. And what do you call it when it's built into the room?
A built-in closet.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Outside ceiling. That's what you're talking about, outside ceiling.
Outside the house.
Outside ceiling. Like the ceiling on the outside?
Yeah, but not that. See how these boards go across? Mm. What do you call the boards that go across on the outside? Okay, we'll try another one. What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house that ladies like to sit on and rock?
Porch.
What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Stoops. That's what they call them, I think. Stoop.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Bad. Pastures.
And after the pasture, they bring it closer to the house and they put it in the...
I don't think I got that one this morning.
Okay. And I just have one more question, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
What kind of fence?
Fence made out of rocks or stones.
Made out of that? What do you call that?
How about a stone fence? Would you call it that?
That's right.
Okay. How many children do you have? Do you have children?
Man.
Did you ever have any?
Two.
I see you have.
Both died.
They did. I see you have lots of pictures around. Mm-hmm. Who's that?
That's my husband right there. That's my uncle. And that's my next uncle. That's the same man, but he had this one taken in his early days and this one taken in his cell days.
And this one?
That's a friend.
And up there I see a baby?
Yeah, that's my great-grand.
You have great-grandchildren?
I got about 14.
Wow, you're lucky.
Thank you.
They come to see you once in a while?
Yes, ma'am. I talked with David the boy yesterday.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's real nice of you to help me.
I felt that Miss was either senile or tired or something. I didn't think the interview would be good. It would take too long, and I felt it wouldn't be very valuable. I also preferred to leave her in a cooperative mood so I might get leads on getting to other people. That's why I didn't finish.